today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And if you remain consistent, you'll start seeing your wealth grow. Your stocks will grow. Glory to God. There's nobody that tithe that sees a deficit. Nobody, even unsaved people, that tithe God always provides for. Even unsaved people. Because the law represents, the law will work no matter where you go around the world. What God is looking for is consistency. Thank you, Lord. Start with your 2% and believe God to give you 5%.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Six Pillars for Growing Stewards. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 5.
Don't judge it if you don't know what's going on, because I operate a certain way based on stuff that happened to me. You understand? I stand before the public. I gotta operate a certain way, and people got a problem with that. But I still greet you, right? You can have a good attitude. The next one is the worship. How do you relate to the worship?
Well, I don't like worship.
You're in the wrong church, Doc. I guess you joined the wrong website, Doc. Because we are worshiping church. Let me decree and declare, this is a house of worship. So non-worshippers, you're always welcome, but you may feel out of place if you don't start worshiping. Because we're going to worship the Lord here. Amen. We believe in it, and we believe that God wants us to worship. Our worship isn't weird. Our worship isn't strange. It is pure worship. Do you get in here to worship? Do you come on time and then lift up your hands? Or do you look around the people while you worship? Or do you really try to engage your heart in the song? Because it is the worship that prepares you for the third W, which is the word. If you don't worship, the things that I say won't hit the heart. It'll bounce off. When you worship, you have more capacity to contain the seed because you're God's field. You're God's building. You're God's co-worker. You're God's field. You're God's building. The worship cultivates the field for the seed of the word. Amen. So every week we want to grow this year. Grow in worship. Not only here, but private communion with God determines your public proclamation. So stick with God in the private time, you'll be able to worship God in the public. The fourth is the witness. I can preach about this forever. The witness is sick. Lazarus is the witness at Bethany, but he's in the back room coughing. If you have a witness in your spirit, the Bible says in Romans 8, we know we're the children of God because the Spirit bears witness with ours. Sometimes you don't need anybody to endorse you physically. You need that unction in your soul by the Spirit saying, I'm with you. And God wants you to learn how to step with it. That's how you use your faith. The witness in your spirit. I know I need to do this. I know I need to stick with that. It is uncomfortable for me, but I know God sent me there. So I'm going to stick with God because I have a witness in my spirit. And it is the witness that transcribes the record on high. It is the witness in your spirit that transcribes the record on high. And if you want a record on high, it starts with a witness in your gut. What does your gut tell you? I didn't say feelings. What does the Spirit say to you about where you need to be? Go with it. You'll see people come and go and find fault, but you stick with the heavenly vision that God has given you. That witness is important. You overcome your obstacles by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and those who testify are witnesses. You go to a court of law. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Yes. Okay. Did you see the assailant coming out of that building? Yes, sir. Did you see them carrying anything in their hand? Well, I heard that they were carrying. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You saw them come out, but you don't know what they had in their hands? I thought you say you saw it. No, my friend told me they saw it. Get this man out of this seat. We can't use your testimony if you're not an eye. You can't, according to the Old Testament, even bring an accusation against an elder unless two people see it. Why is he doing that? He's trying to give the elder space to correct themselves. God ain't trying to hurt you. He ain't trying to hurt you. He's trying to give you an opportunity to get yourself together. What did you see? Not what you heard. You never pass on what you heard. You don't even know the Bible. You always talk about what you see. And he gives people space to make changes in their lives. God ain't trying to kill you. You've been watching too much Facebook. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Don't bring no telling me about what you heard. What? Get out of here with that, man. God says I need witnesses, eyewitnesses. Glory to God. Psalm 37 and 25 is on the screen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. God bless them. Ooh, Jesus. Psalm 35, 37, 25. I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen this. The righteous forsaken. You may go through some tough time, but he'll always come through right on time. If you walk in the right way, if you become a good steward, I don't care how bad it gets, somebody will write you a check. Somebody will do something out of the norm. Somebody will save situations for you, and God wants you to see it. He don't want you doing stuff on your own, isolated from your family members, isolated from your church. He wants a community where you can come and testify. I was broke down and God delivered me. I didn't know how I was going to survive and he brought things out for me so you can help others who are weak in their faith. I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed, his descendants. Let me tell you something about God. You do what's right, they may not even know it, but God will start blessing them. He's not blessing them because they're doing what's right. He's blessing them because you are doing what's right. Come on, parents. Some of these kids are tore up. They don't know what to do. And God is still watching over them because of your heart. Don't stop. This scripture needs to come to pass. I never saw his descendants begging. One of the worst things you will ever see is to see your own child begging for bread. You never decide, you never ever turn down the bread of your children. I don't care how bad they get. If they need a meal, you feed them. If they're yours, you don't have to pay their bills, but don't you ever make them beg. From that, God will show them kindness if you fill their bellies. Let me tell you what I would do. I ain't paying no car payments. I ain't paying no rent. But I'll make sure you have a meal. And I'll make sure you have shoes on your tire, on your car. Because I don't want you getting in a wreck. Don't let your girls be out there driving. They ain't got nowhere. Oh, my God. Don't let your girls be begging for bread. You take a bucket of chicken to fam you. You take a bucket of chicken to any college campus. Come on, parents. I'm talking better than you saying amen. You show up. You could be tore from the floor, ugly, old, and show up with a bucket of chicken and everybody want to have you at their party because they hungry. Number four, God wants your offering to him to reflect and boost your faith in him. God wants your seed to him to reflect and boost your faith in him. There are people who got it, but you want to give small. You got it. You're supposed to, those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly. It's supposed to reflect your faith in him. Why does God talk about tithing as 10%? Stop looking at law. Why did Abraham give Melchizedek 10%? That's where it started. It didn't start with Moses. Moses came years later because he loved Melchizedek. He recognized his greatness. He saw him, the Prince of Salem, no genealogy, but he was so prominent to Abraham, who's the patriarch of faith. Scripture say he bowed and he gave a tenth to the man. Something in him said, give it to this man. I need your blessing. And he blessed Abraham. He confirmed what God had told him. Guess what? Abraham exceeded even the more. So some of us say, well, I'm blessed and I don't need to give. But if you want the blessing to touch Isaac and to touch Jacob, you need to start communicating with God, because now God has blessed you. But what you want him to do is touch the ones that came out of you. The scriptures say when Abraham gave that tithe to Melchizedek, Hebrews chapter 7, God looked in his loins and saw Levi giving. Levi wasn't even born, but God called him blessed because he saw him giving in the man's loins. When you sow as a good seed, God ensures that those who have not come out of you, those who've never been affected by you, are blessed. And he see them bowing to him as well and being subservient to the Lord as well. Not to this world system, but to God himself. If they don't bow to God, they will bow to idols. Let me say it again. If they won't bow to God, they will submit themselves to that that has no life. And Levi gave a tenth to God. Even in his father's loins, God says, I'm blessing you. Let's look at Levi. He teamed up with his brother Simeon at Shechem and killed all of the men. And when Jacob is blessing all of his sons, he say, Reuben, you messed up my bed. And Simeon, you're too angry. And Levi, you went into Shechem, the incident at Shechem, and you killed all of the men. Your anger is hindering you from receiving a promise. You went overboard with it. Please watch your anger. Years later, when he's an older man, he could not bless Levi because Levi was too angry at Shechem. So those of you that have an anger problem, take anger management, get it under control, because it can hinder your blessing and your seed. And for over 400 years, Levi is out of the blessing. For 400 years, he hung out with the family, but he was outside of the blessing. He hung with the family, but he's outside of the blessing. Moses comes along, the prince of Egypt, pulls the 3 million out. Pull the 3 million out, takes them to the Mount of God to get the commandments of God. While he's up there for 40 days, the people get restless and they get with Aaron, who was a weak leader at the time, and said, make us a golden calf so we can have a God to worship. And instead of him standing on the principles, he listened to the voice of the people in 40 days. That's what I'm trying to tell you. If there's no presence, you'll mess around and revert back to what you used to do. Sometimes it's not 50 days. It was less than 40 days with Aaron. But you want to lead the nation as the high priest. When Moses comes out of the mountain with the Ten Commandments, he said, I hear recklessness and chivalry. I hear it in the camp. And Joshua said, there's war in the camp. Joshua went up half the mountain and laid there waiting on Moses. And you wonder why he's the new leader. He did not forsake his leader. You can't leave your leadership and separate from the principles of God. You got to get back in the place that you belong. Where you at, Joshua? Where you at, man? Joshua said, I hear war in the camp. Moses said, it's not war. It's recklessness. He comes down. He see all of them circling around a golden calf, having a party. He was so grieved that he threw down the commandments and broke them. And this is what Moses said. Who's on the Lord's side? Who's on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, come to me. And it was Levi. It was Levi in the midst of, I'm out of his presence too long. I've been on the outskirts of God's presence too long. It's been 400 years and I've never heard that. I'm going to take advantage of this moment. I'm not satisfied with being outside of worship. Yes, my anger got me mad, but I need his presence in my life. And you don't know how desperate you are until the presence leaves you. This man was outside of God's blessing for 40 years, and the whole tribe say, Moses, we're with you. And when that happened, when God saw Levi do that, the Bible said he told Moses, send all of the firstborn back to their parents. And now I will accept Levi as the firstborn. Glory to God. It's when you can't feel his presence and when you're outside of his presence. When God gives you an opportunity to get back, you need to pursue the move of God like you've never pursued it before. Oh, God, help truth reveal. Oh, God, help truth reveal. Oh, God, help us. Ooh, Jesus. And there are people in this room that are outside of the presence. And God wants you to draw closer. Start with stewardship. There was nothing that Levi wouldn't give to God after he came back. There was nothing that he would not commit to God. Not only did God say, come back to me now, I want you to dress up every day. And your garments have to be white. See, Moses has to dip his finger in blood and put it on your ear. The blood is going to drip on your garments. But I don't want you to show any facial issues. And I want you to take all of their sacrifices and offer it. Their ministry was so bloody. It's amazing to me, but they were so happy to be in the presence. They never complained about it. And when you're outside of the presence and God brings you back, you get happy. You don't worry about it. You don't say, God, but they didn't give me a chief seat. Well, I can't sit on the front row. You just listen. You don't need a red carpet out before you. As long as I can get in the presence, as long as I can be one in the number, I'm all right. Why does God have to break people all the way down before they hear his voice? Can't you hear him calling you? Glory to God. Number five, we only have six of them. Committing in advance to give specific percentage of your wealth or your gross back to God demonstrates faith in him. In this church, we don't push numbers. Nobody's trying to tell you have to give 10% because it is not by law that we give. It is only a marker to let you know where righteousness is, how God sees righteousness. Nobody is commanding you to do nothing. If you can start with 5%, 2%, 3%, start being consistent. That's what God is after. And if you remain consistent, you'll start seeing your wealth grow. Your stocks will grow. Glory to God. There's nobody that tithe that sees a deficit. Nobody, even unsaved people, that tithe God always provides for. Even unsaved people. Because the law will work no matter where you go around the world. What God is looking for is consistency. Thank you, Lord. Start with your 2% and believe God to give you 5. The lady came to me and said, my husband told me don't give nothing to that church. She said, but I really believe God wants us to sow. I say, listen to me. Ask him, can you start sowing a percentage? And in 1 year, come back to him and show him the growth. And if there's growth, ask him, can you sow more percentage? She did. He said, all right, try it. She started with a percentage. God blessed her with a new job and blessed him. And you know what he said? I know it's not because of me, because I was against it. Go ahead and give God what he desires. And they're moving even to another dimension now. If you obey God, he will bless you. This ain't about me. God owns it all. I'm telling you, our church would balance if everybody started giving consistently. 20% of the people should not carry the load of a ministry. Return to God what you think You can live without. Doesn't demonstrate faith. Giving God what you think you can live without is not demonstrating faith. There should be a sacrifice. And that girl say, once you put the sacrifice on the altar, it never resembles what you put on the altar. The sacrifice changes shape and appearance. And if you ever lay yourself on the altar, you won't come up the same. Great revelation. Last but not least, material things will eventually vanish, but they can be reaped, invested to reap eternal dividends. Material things will eventually vanish, but they can be invested to reap eternal dividends. The things that we hold on to, you can't squeeze it into the next dimension. Nobody's gonna take their house and pack it in their casket. Nobody. All of the diamonds and the pearls and all of that, it won't go in there with you. You better watch it when you send it to the undertaker. There are people who harvest stuff when you walk out crying and going on. That's why you need people you can trust. I want my mama to have the best. I want my daddy to have, okay, all right. You can't pack it in there. Nobody feels it or knows it. Be wise. That's why we have insurance to take care of the children. Amen. Not to buy yachts, to send folk to college. One of the best things you can do is have insurance that if something happened to you, the kids can go to college. Not buy yachts and cars and party and smoke reefer. That's what they do if you don't instruct them. I see it all of the time. And you can put your church in your legacy. I want my church to get some of that. All of it. Well, Bishop, you sound greedy. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what's happening around the country, around the world. This is what's happening. People put their church into their investment. You can start thinking that way and bless your ministry. Leave a legacy, man. Glory to God. But Bishop, what about the building across the street? I ain't worried about that. I had insurance on that. What are you talking about? That's going to work. God is working that out already. We weren't at fault when we did that. We'll be able to build back over $1 million over there. Y'all understand? That wasn't worth $1 million. We're coming out ahead of the game. A modern day facility right across the street. You don't see it erect. It's an eyesore. I don't like it, but God is going to do that. Believe me, it hurt me to my heart, man. But my life is not in the building. It's the one who brought me here. And where are you when your stuff burn up? You give up your faith? You have nothing else to live for. These things will vanish. God can use it. So you can obtain eternal dividends. You can store up treasures in heaven. Don't fall in love with buildings. Fall in love with Jesus. One more verse. It says Matthew chapter 6 verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy. Isn't it amazing? I'm coming right out of the Bible. Nobody want to hear that because you believe stock market and all this other. Listen to me. Here's the word. Where thieves break in and steal, but store for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal, for where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. Thank you, Lord. These pillars will help guide your stewardship. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Follow God's plan. God never takes all of your wealth. He wants a portion of it. Be a good steward over creation and over his people.
and he will bless you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Six Pillars for Growing Stewards, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-1311. That's reference number 2202-1311.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Trim Nation, it is time to become relentless in your prayer time and prayer life and engage in 10 days of praise beginning Thursday, May 26th, and unite the prayers of our congregation with churches across the globe for the Global Day of Prayer on Pentecost Sunday, June 5th. Our favorite First Lady is stepping into 60 on Saturday, June 4th, and ain't no stopping her now as she also celebrates completing all requirements for licensure as a licensed mental health counselor in Florida. Now is the time to think about how you might wish to bless our beautiful woman of God. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Let's gift our First Lady some love online at truthrevealed.org or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is also available at Truth Revealed 2.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Captain Jim Ross. My son, Captain Justin Ross, and I give our listeners weekly tips to help them catch more fish every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. on our Catch a Memory Outdoors radio program on this station. Now it's time for you to get some one-on-one attention to seriously improve your fishing skills. Call Fineline Fish and Charters and let us help you become the angler you've always wanted to be. We offer instructional fishing charters that will have you hooking up to fish in no time. Learn how to read the water, spot cruising fish, tie knots, and cast like a pro. Just give us a call, 321-636-3728, or go to our website, finelinefishingcharters.com, and book your entertaining and instructional fishing charter with one of us today.